I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I got one night to spend with you, and I'm going to make you scream.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, mama. Talk is me.
All right, so Halloween season is here. It's the Halloween week on Talk is Jericho. And always looking for new thoughts and ideas. And I thought it'd be a good idea to get the Pot of Thunder gang, kind of the extended gang with PJ Farley and myself, and do a watch along of the Paul Lynde Halloween special. Now, most people that have seen this, Kiss fans, have seen the Kiss portion of it, but there's a whole lot more to unpack in this special. And I'll kind of give you some thoughts and reviews that I pulled up from it. But let's go to the guys here. Chris L., have you seen this special before?
Yeah, I feel like I watched it when it first came out because it was right around the time when I was getting into Kiss. And I remember there was some buildup to it. Noticed it in the old TV guide that it was coming on. And I'm like, oh, well, I've definitely got to be watching this. And so I saw it on its first run, and I've probably seen it a couple times since then, either on YouTube or randomly elsewhere.
And Andy?
I did not see this for the longest time. I'd heard it referenced many times through Kiss fans or from Kiss interviews or whatever, just bringing it up that, you know, what a big deal it was in the career of Kiss. But I hadn't seen it till about 10 years ago, and I've watched it a few times, but also it's probably been 8 years since the last time I saw it. So there will be some surprises that I forgot about for sure.
Nick, how about you?
I watched it like 2 weeks ago with my wife, actually.
a night of romance.
What a charmer.
Got a babysitter. You know, we're doing tonight.
You guys stay upstairs. We're going to go downstairs and watch this. I'm a big fan of it, actually, in recent years. It's a lot like Kiss Meets the Phantom, where the first time you watch it, you're like, this is terrible. But then if you watch it every year, it actually grows on you. And that's what this special has done. And I'm dressed as one of the characters. That's how big
I was wondering. You got a little Brian Johnson type hat on there, a little street urchin, Oliver Twist ragamuffin.
I can't pinpoint what character that is. I'm excited to rewatch it.
Yeah, we'll see it.
Because there are some celebrity guest stars in this.
Right, right. PJ, have you seen this before?
I saw it when I was a kid, but, you know, I basically watched the Kiss portion of it. That's all I remember, the Kiss on Paul Lynde. So this is going to be pretty fresh for me. I'd also like to point out, I think this is the first time that all of us together, because Nick has never been in the wonderful hotel rooms that we've been getting as of late.
That is true. That is true.
I had not got to meet PJ, no.
And no dainties this time.
No pizza either. What the hell is going on around? Yeah. Well, you know why? Because this is Talk is Jericho. That's why. It's not the Pot of Thunder. So that's the difference.
We spend our whole budget on catering on Pot of Thunder.
or a hotel room that has a literal oven inside of it.
And a picnic table.
Picnic table. That's a true story.
Which we have in our dressing room.
Yes, yes. I have never seen this special before. Obviously, I've seen the Kiss portions, maybe. There's a great picture of Paul Stanley kind of standing behind Pinky Tescadero. It looks like he's railing her. So I think that Paul probably banged Pinky Tescadero on this. But let's go down the list of guest stars on here. Obviously, Paul Lynde, who was a mid-70s famous comedian. He was a gay man. But in the 70s, you weren't allowed to say it, but it's really obvious that he is. And he had this special on, and they weren't quite sure how it would do because he had had two previous sitcoms, The Paul Lynde Show and Temperatures Rising, had they failed to fulfill the giant contract they had signed with ABC. But Lynde wanted to be a leading actor, so they gave him a line of irregularly scheduled comedy specials. And the writer was Bruce Vilanch, who's a famous Oscar speechwriter.
Yeah.
He felt Lynde's style of humor was too grating to carry a lead role and hired a large ensemble cast, many of which were people Lynde had never heard of, to spread out the humor. So here's who we have to look forward to. Paul Lynde, Margaret Hamilton, who's the Wicked Witch of the West, Billy Hayes, who is Witchy Poo from H&R Puff and Stuff, if you guys remember that. Tim Conway, Roz Kelly as Pinky Cascadero, mm-hmm. Betty White, Florence Henderson, Donnie and Marie Osmond, and the special bonus, Billy King Barty.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Now, for those of you who don't know, we have a long history with Billy Barty here on the Pot of Thunder Jericho Connection.
Yes, we do.
To the point that Andy, Nick, and Chris even gave me a signed Billy Barty 8x10.
We did. That was for your birthday.
I was there when you gave it to him, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so.
And in the great coincidence, actually signed to Chris.
Yeah.
Posthumously.
Unbelievable item, yeah.
So a couple quick reviews here. Boston Globe says, it's a fabulous train wreck of a holiday spectacular, a vision of horror, a phantasmagoric polyester-clad rhinestone-studded time capsule of bad jokes and disco medleys with a nonsensical storyline. It's a so bizarre and over-the-top in its acid camp that it's almost impossible to believe anything of its kind can ever be shown on TV.
You can't print that. That's not real.
That's not real, is it?
That's a bit much, that last review.
That's kind of what we have coming up here, I suppose. Now, Chris, are you a fan of this special?
Oh, yeah. It's classic 70s TV, and the obvious joy of having Billy Barty on the screen aside. I mean, Roz Kelly as Pinky Tuscadero. I mean, how much hand lotion was used up to that woman right around this time?
Oh, yeah, and the fact that Paul Stanley was there and Gene Simmons, I'm sure they made a play for her.
Well, and given Billy's diminutive stature, he probably got a nice whiff or two walking past her. So
you're assuming that Paul got her, but I bet you Gene got in there first.
Yeah, somebody did.
Hey, Billy Barty was a renowned Hollywood coxman.
That's right.
He was.
You never know what could happen with that.
But you know what they say about short guys.
Well, it was definitely a sword fight to the death, I'm sure.
Just give Billy Barty a stepladder and he's all set to go.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit HelloAlma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's HelloAlma.com/therapy60.
It looks like we're going to have ourselves a rock and roll party tonight!
We should now watch along with this special. I always turn the volume down and put the captions on so we can still talk over it. But if you guys are ready to watch at home, and you can watch this on Amazon Prime. It costs $3 to rent, so I'm sure you can probably find it for free on YouTube or whatever it may be. So we will now go into the acid trip that is the Paul Lynde Halloween special, which aired on ABC all the way back on October 29th, 1976.
Jeez.
So you're dealing with about almost 47 years ago here. So enjoy, and we will be watching along with you. So I think Paul hasn't figured out that this is supposed to be a Halloween special. This is Margaret Hamilton here, the Wicked Witch of the West, the lady who gave us so many nightmares, and she's just a maid right now. She still looks like Margaret Hamilton, right? Like, she still has that look.
Oh, yeah.
That line gets me every time.
That's you. Okay, so I get it here. So now they're going through a lineage here. Now Paul's dressed as a giant rabbit.
He just can't get it right.
And it's so obvious that he's, like, gay, right? Like, it's...
Well, yeah, on Hollywood Squares, yeah, half of the jokes he would make were veiling that fact.
I was 4 years old when this came out, and I knew right away.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Now it's Valentine's Day. Go ahead, Andy.
I was going to say, a quick Hollywood Squares joke. Okay, this is the question to him. You're the world's most popular fruit. What are you? His answer, humble.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's great.
I mean, Paul Lynde and Charles Nelson Reilly, the poorest kept secrets in Hollywood around that time.
Rip Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, there you go. A little Hollywood Squares joke there.
There we go. Speak of the devil.
But the most random of casting. Like, hey, what's Margaret Hamilton doing? Can we get her on the line here? Can we get her?
Yeah.
Turned out they could.
All right, you got to figure it out.
Did they play the same music over the opening credits on every variety show in the 70s?
I think so. And I love how she's Roz, Pinky Tuscadero, Kelly. Like, there's no one else like Florence, Mrs. Brady, Anderson, you know?
Well, she was new on the scene at that time, but, you know. Anybody who was a Happy Days fan was well aware of who she was and was tuning in for that reason. So,
somebody had to be. He's just just total scenery cheering, right?
It's all delivery with him.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I like how he's dressed in Halloween colors to match the pumpkin behind him.
He's got
the most blandest shit brown suit ever.
Yeah.
Oh, political joke.
Uh-oh.
Timely. Always timely.
Always timely.
That'd have been what, Carter versus Ford?
That was it.
Ralph Nader. Who was it? Carter versus Ford? Who was it?
Yeah.
Wow. So Paul gets a little monologue here for his Halloween special. He's blending in with his pumpkin. It's terrible.
This is the equivalent. If he had a green screen, he'd wear green.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. His first day as a weatherman, he would make that mistake.
I love the fact that, like, oh no, he was a fat child.
I guess so.
What?
Oh, okay. Oh, that's how heavy he was.
Right. Like rejected Rodney Dangerfield monologue.
You know, I'm sure he was a really talented guy, but he's so lucky that he landed Hollywood Squares because that's the perfect forum for him, for his type of humor.
Bite-sized chunks of humor, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he excelled there.
Yeah. I read he was on over 1,000 episodes of Hollywood Squares.
Well, he was the center square too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The show was kind of built around him.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, here's another great thing. In the 70s, everybody had to sing no matter what.
Yes.
Like, you just had to sing. Yeah.
Like it or not.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he'll be dancing sooner than later.
I'm sure they will.
I mean, even Telly Savalas sang in the 70s.
My God, we watched it. Rich and I watched that Telly Savalas interview with the female reporter. I'm going to put a baby in you.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to look like an emperor.
We watched that. Yeah.
It's going to look like a queen or an emperor. Put a baby in you. Like, what? You can't say that.
I'm like, we can't miss, kid.
Yeah.
And she has to play along because she doesn't want to lose the gig of interviewing Telly Savalas.
And what was he doing during the interview?
Eating ice cream or something.
Eating yogurt.
Yogurt.
Yeah. Nothing more manly than yogurt.
And fast forward a couple decades, and Joe Namath is almost canceled for simply wanting to kiss Susie Colbert. I mean,
that's right.
It just
yeah.
goes to show you how the standards changed over the years. So Savalas was straight up talking about impregnating that woman.
Definitely missing some lyrical content here. This is gold. These lyrics.
This is, I was reading, this was his signature song. I didn't know he had one, but this is his signature
song. Yeah, that's
song.
Evident. That makes perfect sense.
His signature song is about eating walnuts.
And kids.
This is, I can see how this is getting into acid trip stuff. Open your windows and break in your flower pots.
Yeah, this is, Wizard of Oz stuff right here.
Well, in keeping with the guest, the Wicked Witch of the West, who at this point hadn't been relevant in 35 years. So, yeah, really a tough get she must have been for the casting department. There she is again.
She's still not wearing the makeup, huh?
She keeps getting shot from the side. Like, they haven't given her a full face shot yet.
Maybe that's in her contract.
Now, the Halloween denizens are tying up Paul Lynde very badly, by the way.
Yeah, leaving the arms just completely free to do whatever they want.
There's too much Alice Cooper, not enough Alice Faye. Keep your vampire bats.
Apparently, he's singing this in Bye Bye Birdie. That's why it's his signature song.
Bitching about kids?
Yeah.
Oh, look at the little kids. It's Donnie and Marie Osmond.
Oh, yeah.
Look at these rascals.
They got the same haircut. Oh, shit, they just blew up Paul Lynde. The end. Wah, 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 wah.
Oh,
Oscar God. The Grouch over here.
This is getting into like what the hell is going on category, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from the get-go.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. Here's a green screen for you.
There's a straight-on shot of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, they finally got it, yeah.
Full facial of the Wicked Witch of the West.
She's got a lot of FaceTime here, the Wicked Witch of the West. Like you said, she probably hasn't been in anything since 1933.
Yeah.
Man, that car sounds bad.
Somebody hammering in your end, PJ? What the hell are they doing over there?
Yeah, they're cleaning up the... maid.
So what is Dr. Denton's?
Some sort of orthopedic shoe brand of the time, I think.
That's right.
Taking a shot at her age. Got to get that in.
Oh, they're going to some kind of castle right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Gloomsbury Manor.
That's clever.
Freaking Margaret Hamilton just all over the place.
Yeah, how do you not give Roz Kelly all this FaceTime?
I know, it's just not even riveting.
Jeez.
There's a giant vulture right above them now. Hope his bark is worse than his back.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, boy.
Dog.
Witchy poo.
Another A-lister, Witchy Poo. They spared no expense to cast this special.
Can I say there's a little similarity between John Ritter and Paul Lind?
There is.
His delivery, his look.
Yeah.
He's kind of got the, you know, I wonder if John was a fan of his.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I don't see how he couldn't have been.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, hey. I feel the studio audience should have applauded for that.
Yeah, that was big.
Yeah, this skit is running to ground, man.
Bruce Verlach was thinking, Witchy Poo versus the Wicked Witch of the West. This is money.
Yeah.
This is like a dream match.
Who was Witchy Poo? I'm not familiar.
H&R Puff and Stuff was like a early 70s. Was it Seals and Crofts or something? What was the name of it? Crofts and Friedman or something. Some early morning kids show.
Yeah.
And she was, okay. She was
on primetime television right here.
Pretty terrifying kid show in retrospect.
Yeah.
The whole look of it.
Yeah, very much all live, giant, stuffed creatures and shit.
Yeah.
Lind is out.
What?
Lind is gone. He doesn't want anything of this dream match, witch dream match. Oh, look, it's Barty.
There he is.
There he is.
Barty shows up with two steaming goblets.
Yeah, that's one height joke. I'm counting.
Yeah, it happened.
We have to drink every time there's a height joke.
Uh-oh.
That's actually pretty funny. And had a winner. Oh, look at the special effects. There's a ghost. There's a ghost in the...
Oh, wow.
Is that Betty White?
Sure is.
Dressed in white.
Good Lord. Betty White just died this year, and she's in this freaking thing.
Yeah.
So I don't think we've seen a person yet who is still with us.
Good call.
I'm looking it up right now. I think everybody has passed that we've seen, except for Donnie and Marie, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Donnie, Marie, and Paul and Jean were probably the only ones left, right?
And Ace and Paul, Peter.
Ace and Peter, sorry.
Not a kiss anymore.
Well, Marie Osmond has had so much work done that you could contend that she's not even
she's not here.
Oh, look at that Hollywood 1976 magic. She just disappeared. I can tell you right now, I fucking love Paul Lind. His delivery is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's like the bitchiest. He's like the bitchiest butch guy.
Yeah.
That sounds like that's kind of a shoehorn there. Are they coming up for a song now?
Right.
They have to be coming,
Yeah.
And now the entertainment.
Uh-oh.
He's a master of, I'm assuming, faking that he's going to be, he's about to burst out laughing at
good point, yeah.
It's a spontaneity.
That's a great call. He's a master of acting like he's like 1 second away from just losing it and breaking, right?
Yeah.
CB, that's a good one. Convoy.
Here comes the sketch.
Got a little convoy.
There you go.
Of course, what he really wants to do is explore the truck stop scene.
I'm a rhinestone trucker.
See what's going on in those shower rooms.
Yeah.
Seabass is waiting for him.
Yeah, you showed up to a truck stop looking like that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be a line forming outside the shower room.
There's a Tim Conway sighting.
I mean, look at the visual of what's going on here. A white rhinestone guy driving the semi.
He's got a red. Look at the horrible 70s driving scene behind them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. From that side view, Paul kind of looks like Klinger from MASH.
Yeah, he does.
Dressed in drag a little bit.
Well, he's all red, though. He's got red eyebrows and red wig.
He's big red. That's his character.
Right, yeah.
You people are dynamite!
You guys, the older guys on the panel, do you remember the CB craze in the mid-70s?
Well, I was just a kid, but I do remember.
Yeah.
The point that the convoy was a big song.
The
right?
song and the movie.
The movie, yeah.
Convoy, yeah. And like people were buying CB radios and just, you know, dabbling in it. It was like the original social media.
Yeah, good call. That's right. I feel Tim Conway filmed his scenes in like 30 minutes in the exact same he just changed his wardrobe.
Yeah, he's like, I got 30 minutes for you. That's it.
Tim, we want you to do the Paul Lynde show. 30 minutes tops, one location. That's it.
Yeah.
Carmen not available.
Yeah, we've earmarked most of the screen time for witchy poo. It's like somebody's priorities were off on this.
It was witchy poo's time.
Witchy Poo had the better agent at this point.
I guess so.
Top billing.
You know who Paul Lynde looks like with that outfit on? Imagine like an older, wait till he comes back on screen. We need a front view before I can unleash this one.
Okay.
Deliver it in Paul Lynde voice, if you will.
All right.
With the theme.
All right.
Of course, we're not going to get that scene. There it is.
He kind of looks like an older Alfred E. Newman from Mad Magazine.
Yeah, he does.
Yes. Okay.
What me worrying?
Good call.
Wow.
Were you a Mad Magazine guy, Tooge?
I was more of a Cracked Magazine guy. Yeah, I loved Cracked. Yeah, yeah. Like monthly subscribers.
Is that Roz?
There she is.
Oh yeah.
She's a hot dish for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know Paul and Gene were bending over backwards hitting on her.
Yeah, she was my first kind of bad girl crush.
Oh yeah, man.
Oh yeah.
Remember how she first appeared on screen in the Happy Days episode?
A tight shot
of her ass.
Oh man,
and those white shorts just didn't even show her face for like a minute.
It was something about her her confidence and her, I don't know.
Yeah, she was worthy of the Fonz's affection for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
and she ruled the Fonz.
Yeah, I think the Fonz almost marry her or something like that.
Yeah,
and then the Malachi brothers kind of ruin everything for them.
Yeah, the Malachi crunch.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Did you see that effect? That was amazing. He just drove through a brick wall. Alfred E. Newman drives to the diner wall. Hey, Kinky. Hi, Ruby.
I feel like Evel Knievel's going to pop out.
If he does, I'm giving you guys an extra $50 each for being on the show.
An extra $50.
Move it, Road Toad.
Kinky called.
Look at his hair. Is that a hairy chest sticking out of Paul's jacket here?
Yeah, it sure is.
He looks like he's turning into a werewolf.
That is. Teen Wolf, Lynn Wolf.
Yeah.
Did you see where the caption said Kinky instead of Pinky?
I think they're calling her Kinky, yeah.
Oh, they're calling, okay. Her character is Kinky. All right, got it.
Is Kinky still with us, Nick? Can you check and see? Is she?
She is. She doesn't have any listings on IMDb for quite a while.
She should be doing all the Comic Cons, man. Right, I would get a picture with Biggie Tuscadero in a second.
Oh, yeah. She was on Trapper John MD in 83, and that was the last.
Just look how she's standing. She's hot. Looks like she's hot as man.
Great posture.
Great look.
Good drummer.
So this would be like at her peak of her popularity?
I think she was just starting because 76 is a little early for Happy Days, isn't it?
No. Happy Days started in like 73, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how she got it, probably.
Yeah.
It looks like it was the same year that she was on Happy Days. She was only on three episodes.
Yeah,
She was the hot name on the scene. They brought her in for the Paul Lynde Halloween special.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on. Pinky Tuscadero is only in three episodes.
That's what it says here.
Is that right?
Are you kidding? I mean, she is one of the main characters in my life. But she was only in three episodes.
Shows the impact.
Here's the curveball. What if Tim Conway banged her?
I bet she did. Funny guys are very charming and disarming.
Well, that's who I'm dressed as right now.
And, there you go.
In this scene or what scene?
Yeah, this scene.
Nick's got a flannel plaid shirt and a.
Look at that chest wig.
Oh, here's Barney. Hold on. Two jokes. Two short jokes.
Three.
Got a drink.
That was rapid fire. Two of them.
Yeah. This is going to be like counting the gunshots in Scarface. It's going to be impossible to keep track of it.
Barty's pushing up the 18-wheeler with his massive strength. What if Barty pulled Pinky?
Hey, he may have.
We'll see. Conway demanded that she call him Dorf while they were doing it.
He wore shoes on his knees.
Yes.
He wore a shoe on his cock while they were doing it. Oh, that's a porno reference there.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Watergate reference.
The good call.
Yeah, what came first, Watergate or Deep Throat the porno? Was it
the porno was first?
Yeah,
hence the Watergate. Yeah,
this goes on forever.
Who was Deep Throat? Marilyn Chambers? Was Marilyn Chambers Deep Throat, or was she behind the green door?
I think she was behind the green door. I should know this.
Every time I've watched this, the few times I have, I've thought this particular sketch has gone on forever.
Yeah.
Well, you're not wrong.
Like, why is it so early in the episode? I guess maybe it's to keep you waiting, but...
Nick, can you check and see who the star of Deep Throat the movie is?
No.
He doesn't want that on his search history.
No.
It was Billy Barty.
It was for work.
Oh, no, I've got it here. Linda Lovelace.
Mm.
Yeah.
Of course.
Marilyn Chambers and Linda Lovelace were like the two original super porn stars in the early 70s.
And of course, who can forget the stirring performance of Harry Reams in that movie?
Is that his real name? Waka Waka.
Yeah.
This sketch is going on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I almost feel like this is like Cannonball Run, where there was no script and they were just like, just do whatever you want. Run in when you want, do some random kicks. Who's that guy?
Hey, look, I mean, with this production value, you have to have a script.
Yeah, this has to be somebody, right?
That might be Harry Reams.
Hail to the groom. And let me ask you this. What the f*** does this have to do with Halloween?
Billy Jack reference.
Oh, nice. Reference. Nice.
Wow. That.
I got to tell you, though, seeing Pinky right now, bringing back all those old feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Now we get green-faced Margaret Hamilton again.
Yeah.
Give more time to Pinky. Show. Would
exactly.
She poo?
Pinky just didn't have the agent with muscle.
No, she didn't.
In this day.
Her agent wouldn't even protect her and had to put... Pinky Tuscadero in the credit.
Exactly. Have some respect.
Like Ross Kelly should be enough at the time. That Witchy Poo's pretty creepy looking, to be honest with you. I remember Saturday morning, I was scared of Witchy Poo. Like, I was probably five when this show was on, and I literally remember being scared of Witchy Poo and scared of... Oh. I feel the bite was classic. A short joke, too.
Overlook him, that's there one.
That's number four.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The impeccable comedic timing of Billy Barty.
Yeah.
I think I'll go make a pizza.
Uh-oh, the musicians. I think we're on the road.
Oh, no, the musicians are coming?
I think we know what's in store for us.
Oh, soothing, quiet, inner music.
Oh, I get it. Play something a little peaceful for Mr. Lynn.
There it is.
There we go.
Reminiscent of in Kiss Meets the Phantom when they're all locked up in that cage toward the end.
And once again, this is Kiss in 76, so they're... Yeah. They're on the rise, right? They're still not there. I think their peak was probably 77, 78, right?
Yeah, they're just about there.
Yeah.
I've got my Kissology 1 booklet here.
Mm-hmm. Give us some trivia, Nick.
Let's see. Gene says, the Paul Lynn Halloween special did a few things. Number one, it forever tied somehow, cerebrally or otherwise, Kiss and Halloween. Number two, the television audience just became very wide. Your mom was aware of us. Two-year-old kids were aware of us. Everybody knew us because this was primetime television.
Okay.
Three channels back then. Everybody's watching.
Yeah.
Which Chris J, you had accidentally said this was the Christmas special in the beginning. And so I looked it up to see if Paul Lynn did a Christmas special. 77, he did Twas the Night Before Christmas.
That had to be good.
Bit of trivia there. Speaking of there being only three channels, this special was so poorly received by both critics and the public, placing number 30 in the Nielsen ratings. There were only three channels.
There's only 31 programs that night. I'll say this. Paul and Gene are fucking going extra crazy. This is it. We gotta show some energy here.
Did you see the jump Gene did the minute they started?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminded me of the Crazy Nights tour when they had no pyro, no sign, and Paul and Gene had to just do like a bunch of karate kicks to try and make up for it.
Just sprinting back and forth.
Yeah, exactly.
Roundhouse kicks.
Mm-hmm.
The occasional Plunkett-esque jump off the drum riser.
Did you catch that, PJ? A Plunkett-esque jump off the drum riser.
There it is. There's the new buzzword. Twink and Plunkett.
They just blew up their amps. And that was probably Detroit Rock City, about 4.5 minutes. That was edited to about 2 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Tops, yeah.
Ace did very similar sort of a move than the end of the Boys Are Gonna Rock video that Vinny did, where he looks at his guitar and then sticks it into the amplifier.
Another playing Monopoly here. Witchy Poo. Let me ask you this. If you guys were producing a Halloween special, would you book a segment where he's playing fucking Monopoly with two witches? I don't see the appeal there.
We're talking about 1976. Anything goes.
Anything goes.
That's kind of the charm of this. You know, the fact that they had the possibility to make terrible television and they would still air it. Because that's also how you get great television.
Well, it's also the 70s where you're talking about Battle of the Network Stars and Love Boat and Fantasy Island. They're all huge shows and they're all shit.
Yeah.
You know, and speaking of like the whole variety show scene going on in the 70s, it's shocking to me that neither Bernadette Peters nor Sandy Duncan appear on this.
Great call. That's
a
great call.
Everything.
That's a great call.
Bernadette Peters, I mean, 76. When did she really peak?
Probably late 70s, early 80s.
The Jerk was like 77, right?
Yeah, so The Jerk, that's when I first discovered her.
He goes, I'm a sheik, call me Florence of Arabia. That's another gay joke.
He looks like Gene right there.
He looks like Gene in Runaway. This is 8 years later. Gene went, I'm going to use Paul Lynn's look for Runaway. That's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Do we know who this girl is? He does look like Gene.
Right? Totally.
He went from John Ritter to Gene Simmons circa 1984.
Yeah. This could be Three's Company or Kiss Meets the Phantom.
Yeah. You Only Live Once or whatever it was. You Only Live Twice. No, what was it called? Gene's other movie that he did besides Runaway?
No,
Trick or Treat?
The one with John Stamos.
God, I don't even know.
I don't know that
one. He looks a lot like Gene, though.
Wanted Dead or Alive? Is that what...
I don't know.
Never.
Nick, was this during the American chic craze that you told me about?
No, that was 100 years ago, actually.
Oh, okay. So never mind.
A little bit shy of it.
Okay.
And she's got an Amelia Earhart thing going on.
Totally.
Here.
Yeah.
Never Too Young to Die. That's the movie I'm thinking of.
Oh, boy.
I don't know that one.
Not many people do.
Is he a lead in it? Like a lead villain?
Yeah, he like plays the lead villain, but he's like a transvestite. Doesn't he wear like women's clothing and stuff?
Oh, okay. I've seen that picture posted in Kiss groups many times.
I'll give you a cast list if you'd like to see it.
Sure.
The leads are John Stamos, Vanity, Gene Simmons, Robert Englund, and George Lazenby.
Oh, wow.
James Bond.
The only guy to play James Bond only once, George Lazenby.
That's right.
Look at them making out. That was quite a sight.
He looks like Gene. This is hilarious.
He does. It's crazy.
He totally does. When Gene was wearing that drag outfit, isn't it sort of infamously very similar to there was a dance routine that Linda Carter did to I Was Made for Loving You?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Where it's very similar.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. There's a video out there.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he loves saying that.
It's a Beretta joke. I love all the 70s kitsch. Oh, he's kissing. He must have hated that.
Oh, they were making out. Yeah, look at them.
Poland making out.
Whoa.
Who's the chick? Is that Witchy Poo?
No, that's Florence Henderson.
Florence Henderson.
Oh, that's Florence Henderson.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard she was a goer.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys heard that before?
A goer.
Oh, yeah. Nudge, wink, wink. She's a gawa.
Didn't Greg Brady fuck her?
I heard. She hosted Raw once, and she was very flirtatious with everybody. And I was told that back in the day, Florence was a...
She could take the whole bunch.
Yeah, yeah. Well played, PJ. She could take the whole bunch.
The fans can say they love you. With us, you know it because we show it.
Conway back again. I guess my theory of him filming for 30 minutes was off. He wants more FaceTime. He's all over this piece of shit.
Yeah, but if you time the minutes, probably film this and that in 15 minutes.
Yeah, good call.
It's possible. I don't know.
Whose career was hottest at this point of all the guest stars? It might have been Conway.
It was definitely Tim Conway.
Either or Henderson.
I would also say Donnie and Marie were very popular right at this point.
No, you're right though. Florence Henderson and Tim Conway.
Dude, Kiss in 76 with Destroyer. I mean, they were pretty popular, man.
Well, yeah. Post a lot.
But they're the guest stars. I think
Kiss's Nadir is when Alive 2 came out. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
And I did use the word Nadir, just in case you're wondering.
That's good. That's a great word.
Yeah, wow. I got to look that up.
That's up there with Bacchanalia.
Someone has word of the day toilet paper.
It's in
so
the,
what? Shut up.
Concert riser.
Oh,
the,
here he is.
There he is.
Is that a gag?
Let's see.
It's like a...
Oh, it's a lion.
Adam's Family joke, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Studio audience laughs dutifully.
Dutifully.
Yeah.
Ah, good one.
Okay.
Good one. Good job, Bruce Valanche.
That could be the first Yo Mama joke on television.
It all started in the Poland.
Trace back to October 29th, 1976.
Yeah. Your mama's so fat.
Another thing too is Paul Lynn in the 70s wearing the turtleneck sweater that unflatteringly shows the spare tire around his waist.
Yeah, but this is in fact right out of Jack Tripper's closet.
You're right. Except for Jack, at least had abs. This guy's got a little roll of fat, and it's not making him look good. I mean, I don't know if John Ritter had abs or not, but I'm assuming
he's going to say.
I'm going to say he did.
Did you ever see the John Ritter workout in Muscle and Fitness? Come on, guys. They're really milking this witchery dream match here.
Yeah, this is ill-advised.
This is like, you know, this is like Chevy Chase and Bill Murray on screen at Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They're going to a Hollywood disco. Please, no. Oh, smoke. Oh, my gosh. Oh, did you see the special effects went from empty to full?
Yeah.
There's a Halloween dance going on now. I like this Halloween. They've got giant orange pumpkin wigs on.
Neon bats lining the back wall.
Oh, Paul's happy. He's got an orange tuxedo on.
Look at this smile.
This is his scene, I guess.
In 76, if I showed up at Studio 54 with Margaret Hamilton and Witchy Poo, I'd feel pretty coked up.
Yeah.
You'd have no choice.
That's how you want to arrive at a scene like that.
I agree. Get out of the limo with Witchy Poo and Margaret Hamilton. People going, oh my gosh, who's that guy?
With both of them in full costume.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Paul Lynn's orange and black tuxedo is also sequined.
Yeah.
Now he's getting into Jericho territory.
Uh-oh.
I kind of feel that Margaret Hamilton's really happy to be here. Like, this is a good night for her. It's been 33 years with no gigs, and now she's on primetime TV working the shit out of this stuff.
Primetime.
I think you're wrong about that.
Oh, really?
Well, no. I don't mean it in that way. I think she did more than we think.
Oh, okay. Oh,
right. I think she was busy.
Yeah, she had to have been. There's no way she would have been on this if she was just, you know, stagnant.
No cover, no minimum, no exit. That's funny. That's our Hollywood Halloween party.
Did you see the thing cackling?
Witchy Poo just milking it too.
Killing it.
She knew that her career window was closing.
Oh, did you hear that? Jeff Conway was out there doing the monkey, and she goes, Witchy Poo, until the monkey bit him.
Is that be Jeff Conway from The Taxi?
Yeah.
An absentee Jeff Conway joke. Maybe he was asked to show up and he said no. And she's a goa. If there's a Florence Henderson dance routine, I'm all in.
Something's coming here.
Get ready to live.
Sequin dress. I love it. Now, she's used to singing because they had those Brady Bunch variety hours where the entire Brady Bunch had to sing and dance like for like 3 years, right?
Yeah, but this is a provocative outfit for her.
How old is she at this point in time, though? Like 35 or something? 40, maybe? Can you look that one up, Nick, or are you getting in trouble for that one?
No, that one should be okay. Yeah.
Why are you looking up Florence Henderson?
It'd be a nice respite from his constant Google searches for Marky Post.
She would have been
42.
About 42 here, yes.
Yeah, she's born in Indiana. Good for her.
At this point in time in Hollywood.
Wow, that's where we are.
That's where we're in Indiana right now.
Yeah. So
Hollywood in 76, you're 42 as a woman, you're done.
Yeah.
Right? Like that. Those. So she's probably, this is probably a good gig for her. I'm not saying she should be done. She looks great. She sounds great. But back then, yeah, there was a lot of ageism.
No, but I mean, how? When did the Brady Bunch finish?
74.
Oh, yeah. They had the Brady Bunch Hour and the Brady Bunch Variety Hour and all that stuff.
Wait a minute. The Brady Bunch was over and
69 to 74. That's
it. Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
So I'm looking it up. She had a couple of albums in the late 50s.
50s?
Yeah.
My mom used to have a haircut like that. That was the big haircut. That was the stylish haircut at the time.
It's nice. I can get on board with that.
Yeah, it's nice. Thanks, man.
Doesn't bother me. I'm a fan.
Oh, my mom thanks you from beyond the grave. Thanks, Andy.
You're welcome.
Yeah, what's next? Exactly. Yeah. Like, what the fuck else you got? Oh, Kiss is back.
And now Kiss.
I'm guessing that the Wicked Witch and Witchy Poo had to be a Paul Lynde thing. Like, all right, I'll do this thing, but this is who I want. Yeah. And then everyone else was from the studio or whatever. But he's like, I want these two.
I have a feeling he had to be briefed probably on who they were.
For everyone else.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
You know he had to be briefed on Pinky Tuscadero.
Oh, yeah.
No, not Pinky. I bet you he knew Pinky.
She's really popular right now. This show called Happy. What is Happy Days? Never heard of it. Oh, Peter's by himself. So they milked the shit out of this thing, too. Paul and Gene were so angry right now.
I was going to say, how bad do you think they fought this?
Nick, you got trivia?
I do.
Uh-oh.
Paul Stanley says, I remember being at the studio to do the show and being very excited that we were going to be doing it with Margaret Hamilton, who was the witch in The Wizard of Oz. And here she was, probably, you know, old as dirt.
And they made her thanks, Paul.
They made her up in that makeup and she looked great. I also remember Peter sitting at the piano playing on a keyboard that wasn't there. There were no keys on the piano, just a block of wood.
Oh, my God, that's great. Oh, so it's nothing has changed.
And that to me, sounds like the whole story behind when they did Kiss Meets the Phantom.
Right, exactly.
Where Peter was sitting there doing Beth, and he had the guitar, I guess, originally.
Oh, really?
I've read this somewhere. Paul fought it. Peter doesn't even know how to play guitar. I should be the one in the scene playing the guitar.
Oh, wow. Totally. Not understand that it's show business, that it doesn't matter.
Well, you got to get in the scene, I guess.
It's whatever it takes.
And FYI, Margaret Hamilton's 73 in this show.
Is she really?
Wow.
Well, he's 71 right now. He's 2 years away from dirt.
Oh God!
Great call, Andy. That's what Andy brings to the table.
There you go.
Good stuff. This is great. I'm really enjoying this show.
It's look, Paul.
Oh,
like,
yeah, Paul and Gina.
You got to come in.
Yeah,
he's got his hands on his hips. He can't even.
What is Ace doing? Holding up a mirror or something? Or what's he doing?
Yeah, he. What is he doing?
I think the mirror is holding Ace up.
Yeah, can you say that in an Ace voice, PJ?
I think I grabbed mine. I think it was holding me up.
I think the mirror was horizontal a couple minutes before that scene.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Kiss talking. Hold on. This is great. A Kiss interview.
That's my favorite line of the whole special.
Oh, that's all right. That's not bad.
Good one. Yeah.
Oh, terrible. That's when Gene was still evil incarnate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Why don't you push the down button on your elevator shoes? That's funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
kind of a missed opportunity. They could have had Barty come out with some kind of platform shoes.
Oh yeah.
Good call.
With like a 4 foot.
Yeah.
Platform shoes.
It's funny how the writing's on the wall. The writing's on the wall that only Paul and Gene got to speak in that.
Right.
Peter and Ace were like, no. Oh, King of the Nighttime World. That's strange. Mm. No Shout It Out Loud or anything.
Yeah.
I got to say, in the pantheon of Kiss tunes, this has got to be top 10 for me.
Love that one.
They barely ever play it. It's such a great tune.
They take it out of the set and they put it back in the set for the first reunion tour. And to me, this is a fucking staple.
So they put "Do You"? No one ever wants to hear "Do You Love Me Again." They played last night. No, you don't.
I do.
No, you fucking don't.
I do.
You're disqualified.
I do.
Don't need it anymore.
Well, what would you take out if you were going to put this in?
"Do You Love Me"?
I know what I would take out.
And don't say yeah. It's not. You're not allowed to say that.
Easy Target.
Oh, there's flames. Look at this. I can see how this would have helped Kiss's career, because if you did not know them and saw them on primetime TV, like, this is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's that weird Halloween? Oh, those weird Halloween masks are the actual people.
They're people.
By the way, the song is over and it's only been gone for like a minute.
Yeah.
It's the craziest edit ever. That's what an edit that was.
Yeah, it was a huge edit.
Let me ask you this. If you're Kiss, would you rather play one song or 1 minute snippets of three songs?
1 minute snippets of three songs.
And why is that?
Yeah. Because there's a variety.
Okay.
That Beth in there.
Put it this way, especially in this day and age, that's all they're listening to anyway. So it's like you get more airtime, you get scattered around the show.
I feel that, is this the grand finale that's happening right now or what? Is that Piggy Tescadero with that black?
I think that's.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now she's got her real hair.
That's the outfit where the famous picture of Paul Stanley is with her.
Standing behind her.
Yeah.
Nice. Roz is doing good. Roz is killing it in this. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
This is a disco song. I know this one, right? Everyone knows this one.
Pretty terrible.
Well, that just got worse.
I don't know about that.
It's the 70s, though. Like I said, everybody's singing, whether you can or not, and everyone just accepted it at home, going, oh, they can sing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
It reminds me of the Chicago Bears.
The Super Bowl shuffle.
Super Bowl.
Barty. Shuffle, Barty's going to sing. Yeah. You know, like they're treating Barty. They got Barty up on a fucking a box here. He's you can see him. He's happy.
Box.
Hervé Velasquez was too expensive at that point.
He was. I like that funky stuff. This is the grand. Like Florence Henderson's out there as a Goa. Wow. And she's looking for Ace Frehley. Yeah, I Mrs. Brady on the Paul Lynde show.
Where are the Osmond siblings? Shouldn't they be out there? Or are they?
They didn't get a lot of screen time.
Yeah. They left.
I feel the Osmonds. Yeah, the Osmonds definitely showed up for 7 seconds.
The Osmonds said, "This is a piece of shit. We're going to take a cameo."
Yeah, it was a favor. I get a feeling. I like how he kind of looks like he was just out of breath from that dance number.
He's even listeners, Roz, Pinky, Tescadero, Kelly. They were not convinced that Roz Kelly was a draw at this point.
No.
Don Marie didn't do anything.
What does that mean? Is that some 70s lingo that I don't understand?
Trip the light.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right, break out all the coke.
Bob Booker. Sidney Smith directed this thing. Oh, there's Kiss up in the balcony looking down.
I'm surprised Gene didn't get a lead vocal.
Yeah, good call. But that's what I mean. What song would he have done?
Yeah, I don't know. God of Thunder, but that's probably too much.
No. I think he could have done Shout It Out Loud.
God of Thunder is more of a Halloween song than all those other three songs together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, did you see that? They had said the character of Witchy Poo is from the world of Sid and Marty Krofft. So they had to give Sid and Marty Krofft a little prop to use Witchy Poo on their special.
Oh, yeah.
Disco, baby.
And there's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the background.
Just wandered in.
He's the one who got Pinky.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Either that or Florence.
Or both.
You are beautiful. Take a look at yourself.
Let's talk about what we just saw. Like I said, a car accident. A very entertaining 50 minutes. Throw it out to the panel. Any thoughts right out of the gate? Anybody?
Could have been a solid 30-minute special if they would have nixed that whole truck driver thing that went on for ages.
And what did that have to do with anything? It's not even Halloween.
Nothing other than they're wearing costumes, but that's any sketch. That's it, though.
I personally like the introduced Ruby Red character.
Oh, you did like that.
I think what were they playing? What board game were they playing?
Monopoly.
Monopoly, I thought that was horseshit.
Oh, you didn't like that? Okay.
Nick?
Like I said before, I enjoy it more and more every time. But it's bad. It really is. Everything goes on too long. That Disco Baby went on too long.
Apparently so did King of the Nighttime World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris, what do you think? Give us some prognostication here.
Hitch your wagon to Witchy Poo and you're asking for trouble. It's just I don't get. See, that's the other thing. It's like Witchy Poo is the Sid Marty Krofft thing from the Saturday mornings. You try to move that to primetime viewers just aren't going to get it.
Right.
It's going to be a complete disconnect. So giving her so much screen time and giving so little to Roz Kelly is just the complete opposite of what should have been done at the time.
Well, can I address the elephant in the room? Donny and Marie Osmond. They were in it literally for 3 seconds.
That was what they were contracted for, probably.
So that tells me that when we were asking earlier who was the biggest star, I think Donny and Marie were the biggest of the time.
Yep.
And they said, okay, we will give you Donny and Marie for 3 seconds, and you're going to pay him $250,000 or whatever it is, just to say that they're on the show.
What channel was Donny and Marie on?
I want to say ABC.
So that's ABC. So
there you go.
Donny and Marie were so huge at the time, they probably were so fucking loaded on opiates that they're like, just like, get in the car, and you know, what do we got to do now? You just got to go and put Paul in a garbage can.
No, it's the network. It's the network saying, look, this is what you're doing.
Yeah. Cross promote.
No lunch break today. Get over to Studio B.
Yeah.
The most screen time on this show is Paul Lynde, Witchy Poo, and Margaret Hamilton.
Yeah.
And then Peter Criss.
True.
Much to my chagrin.
Is it just me, or does Peter, even though he is the actual authentic drummer of the group, every time you see a video from around this time period and he's playing, it looks like he's not playing the correct thing. It doesn't look like he's actually playing drums or he knows the song, even though he played on it.
You got to fake it.
But the thing is, he's such a soft-hitting drummer for such a big rock band. I think that's part of the reason, Nick. He always kind of looks like he's not really knowing what he's doing because it's such a soft playing.
And when you have to, if you're doing something on TV, you have to look like you're playing, but you can't actually hit the drums because, you know, the technology back then, the playback was just a mess.
Yeah, that's true.
Do we have a favorite part of this special? Things that stand out? Nick, you've seen it probably the most out of anybody, and you're actually dressed as Tim Conway, the truck driver. So tell us what your favorite parts of this Paul and Chris Halloween special were.
Well, my favorite line, for whatever reason, is when Paul Lynde looks at Kiss and they're stone facing him and he says, "Does your mother know what you do?"
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that one gets me every time.
That's good.
It's so uncomfortable, the interaction between Paul Lynde and Kiss. But Paul Lynde is going to be Paul Lynde and he carries it.
Yeah. I would surmise that Paul Lynde might have not even known who Kiss was.
I would say that's probably true.
Like he's like, you know, like Kiss. What, like what is the band? Who's that?
I bet you he did. I bet you he's done a variety of shows with Kiss, like late night talk shows where Kiss was the host. I mean, the musical
act,
guest,
whatever.
Yeah.
PJ, what was your favorite part of the show?
Besides rekindling my love for Pinky Duskadero.
Roz, Pinky Duskadero, Kelly. Get it right.
I think, you know, maybe Florence Henderson in that black dress. Pretty hot.
A 42-year-old Florence.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. I like what I'm seeing there.
Andy, what do you think? Favorite moment?
I liked the press the down button on your elevator shoes line. That was my favorite.
I want to go back, though. I might have been wrong when I said Jeff Conway, but it was probably, I'm going to say Tim Conway, being that Tim Conway.
No, it said Jeff Conway.
Did, right?
I saw it.
So that joke, we were all talking, but they said, yeah, Jeff Conway was out there doing the monkey until the monkey bit him.
Doing the monkey, like, how?
Right. Or doing the monkey until the monkey bit him.
We got it.
Yeah.
Mysterious Chris L, favorite part?
You know, the part that jumped out of me tonight, I never really noticed it before, but in his closing monologue, did you notice when he said that you might not see me for a while after this?
Yes, I did notice it. Yep.
I think he's like, oh my God, my career is over.
He goes, in case you don't see me for a while.
That's it. Yeah. It's like my career is over or someone is going to rub me out after the taping. I don't know, but this might be it for me one way or the other.
So curtains.
He delivered that joke pretty quickly in the beginning. He said that my last special was about a year ago. Was it something I said?
Right. Yeah. You're right.
He addressed that.
I will say this, and this is kind of a part of our Pot of Thunder, Chris Jericho canon, if you will, the Billy Barty phenomenon. I thought Barty was great in this. And once again, I don't know the full history of Barty.
Mm-hmm.
Was he actually a Munchkin in Wizard of Oz, or is that just rumor and innuendo? I don't remember.
I think he was too young.
Okay, so he just like, he knew exactly what his role was. He pops in, he pops out. There's a couple short jokes, but he's funny. Like the one that got me was put the cat out. And by the way, that scene, Margaret Hamilton's on a balcony. Billy Barty's like, I'm not saying this in a derogatory. He's very like the stage is huge.
Yeah.
Like he's so small in the background. She's on like, I don't know where they filmed that. It looked like it was filmed at the Colosseum in Rome or something. And then she's put the cat out. He goes and puts the cat out and he gets ripped apart. And there's all these like, wah, 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 wah. He comes, he goes, oh no, that was just me putting your mother-in-law to bed. That's fucking funny. Billy Barty like stole the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Agreed.
Like, I feel they gave Barty, like, some good lines and treated him like I'm sure he's some kind of a comedian or whatever the hell he was.
Yeah. But now, I don't know the answer to this, but I wonder if Barty ever had a network special where he was the person they anchored it around. Do you think that ever happened?
I would assume.
I think that we could find
out.
So, we shall do a Billy Barty.
We'll be back.
Well, I would like to pose this question to you guys. Can you guys guess what year Billy Barty's first acting credit, on-screen acting credit, is?
So 76. How old was Barty in 76?
He would have been 52.
I'm 52.
Yeah.
I've never been in a Paul Lynde special. I feel that Barty was like a child actor. So I would say, what year? Oh my gosh.
That's so typical. I feel like he was a child actor. He looks like a child actor.
maybe a couple cups of black coffee, but I'd say 1932.
Anybody else want to guess or should I just give the answer?
Give it.
27.
Oh my
Good.
God.
Wow. How old was he? Like in? Three?
He was in a Mickey Rooney short.
Wow.
Oh, that's a gap. That's a dig.
Nick.
Yeah.
They needed someone shorter than Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney short. Mickey Rooney is pretty short as it was.
Short, yeah.
Wow. So I think, was Barty in Wizard of Oz then?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I thought he wasn't. But maybe he was.
I think he was. I think that's part of the magic of Barty.
At 27, what was this Mickey Rooney thing? And then what? Like that catapulted him to Poland. Yeah. What was in between?
It was a long road.
Aren't they all for him?
He had to climb up that long ladder to the top here.
Oh, that one crept up on me.
Last couple questions for you. As a Halloween special, how are we feeling? Because I feel that was not quite very Halloween-y.
I do.
But Paul Stanley said in the Kiss Tree thing that it was like, it made us synonymous with Halloween. There's truckers in here. There's dance routines with exploding garbage cans. Was it a Halloween special? Or was
It was. Witchy Poo. Witchy Poo was in it.
Okay, so Witch versus Witch was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was like 2/3 Halloween and then
1/3 just 70s acid.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you weren't going to have Charlie Brown's Halloween or, you know, full, you're going to go, you're going to lose crowd.
Well, one more point there, if I could. The other thing is, like, you know, some fucking corporate dweeb who was involved in the production of this thing is like, look, CB radios are hot and disco is hot. Right. We've got to work that in somehow.
That's why the semi scene was based around the CB.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. They some dweeb forced that through because it's like, look, we got to capitalize on these trends, I'm telling you. And it's like, but they don't have anything to do with Halloween.
Right.
Who cares? We have to get on board with these trends for the viewers. And I'm telling you that just so reeks of it being forced through by some. It
makes perfect sense.
But I also feel it goes back to what we read about in Wikipedia with Bruce Launch saying, like, he's not strong enough to be a leading man because ABC signed Paul Lynde to a big deal.
Yeah.
After the sitcoms failed, he's not strong enough to be a leading man. So we have to jam pack this thing full of as many guests as we can, as many cool references and trendy products or whatever it may be. So I think you're right on that for sure.
I mean, they had him under contract and like, look, we know we're not making him a star role of a movie or giving him a TV series or anything, but he's got something.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put him in the Hollywood squares and give him these little specials that he plays a part in.
Yeah, he's not likable enough to be a leading man.
That's a great call. He's not likable.
No, and he's dangerous too. He's dangerous. He can't be trusted.
Yeah,
for too much airtime.
Last question. What's our final thoughts on the Paul Lynde Halloween special? PJ, give him to me.
I thought it was right on par for the time. I'm not at all disappointed in the production, the script, or the guests. It makes perfect sense to me, and I'm totally happy with it.
Nick?
It's a very I wasn't alive during this period, but for some reason it's nostalgic. It's a nostalgic romp. It's a triumphant bit of kitsch.
Sound like a movie critic, a nostalgic romp.
You heard him.
Andy?
I think I'll probably wait another decade until I watch it again, but it is fun to watch every now and again and have a laugh at it. But I could see that, you know, why it wasn't a runaway success.
Hey, you know, and also it's a great date night movie.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
A few years ago, I spent some time in the Who's Gal, shall we say, and there was a TV that played like a Love Boat reunion for about 12 hours. And I remember just like, how great the Love Boat was and how bad it was. This special reminds me of the Love Boat.
The
70s idea of a good show was packing as many relevant at the time guest stars. The story doesn't matter. Like, we've got Barbie Benton hanging out with George Hamilton. Like, that's the fucking story, man.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I could have used some Barbie Benton in that special.
Well, yeah. But overall, like you said, like, it was 70s kitsch,
right?
And it's amazing, and it's also terrible, but it's so good. And the Kiss, like, what is Kiss even doing in this? Like, there's 3 minutes of Kiss footage for three separate songs. Paul gets a line, Gene gets a line. We don't wear makeup. Like, fuck off. Like, come on, Bill O'Coin. You're gonna allow Gene to say that shit? But overall, it was a blast. Chris, I'll take it home. What's your final thoughts on the Paul Lynde Halloween special?
Yeah, I agree that it's right in that wheelhouse of like 70s variety shows. You know, you think back to like the Flip Wilson show and stuff like that. And then Donnie Marie obviously was a huge thing. I think somebody should make an edit of just the Paul Lynde content. So you're not distracted by anything else and you just bask in the rejected Rodney Dangerfield material and just focus on his delivery. I think that would be worthwhile, you know. It's a lot, like you said, the other stuff is kind of disjointed and it's like fun to watch for that reason. But you know, as we've talked about, Paul Lynde and that signature delivery and just some of the jokes, I think they wash right over you because there's so much other stuff going on. So I think future viewings, I would just focus on what Paul Lynde has got going on.
Well, guys, thank you so much. It's been a great Halloween special. It's great to have you guys back on Talk is Jericho, which I think is probably going to give you your show a shot in the arm, as it always does.
Yeah, it always does.
Yeah, thank you.
We can't wait to return to your show with the Bare Chest Twink and Tooge.
Can't wait to have you guys back. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks, boys.
Dainties await.
Well, we love you. Let me tell you something, people. You have made us feel awesome tonight.